Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes, Maisris, Perik Beis, Mishnah, Zayin. Suppose I work on the field, how do I get paid? With payris. That's called a mekach, that's called a sale. Doesn't make a difference if I give money or I give work. So we have a worker that's working on a field, and he's allowed to take payris. Does that mean he automatically can't eat achilas aroi because it's like a sale? In theory, yes, but here's the catch. Eshtetim pasik, Parshas Kiseitze, Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasik Chav Hei, Kisavai Becherem Reyecha. When you come into the vineyard of your friend, V'yachalta Anavim, you may eat grapes, Kinafshecha Sevecha, as you desire, until you feel full. V'elkeli Chalaisit, you can't put it into a keli. A worker whose job is to harvest the crops, he can eat as he's working. Can't take anything home, can't give it to others. But personally, the Torah says he can take. What a worker takes, because the Torah says you can take, is not called a mekach, that's not called a sale. So here is where it gets a little complicated. Because if I make a deal with the one who hires me, the certain payers I can eat, and I'm eating it because of the deal, that's a sale. If it's a sale, I can't eat achilas aroi before I take off maestros. But what I'm eating because the Torah entitles me to eat, that's not called a sale. So it didn't go into shlav beis yet. And memela, I'm still allowed to eat from it. And that's what our Mishnah is going to deal with. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Hasoicher is a pile, someone hires a worker. Liktsois imoy betainim. His job is spread out figs to dry. Some say it means to cut them. To cut them, so what does the word liktsois mean? So Matanur explains in the second shot, there was a certain keli called a maktsua that was used to cut figs. Zakta Mishnah weiter. V'yamalai, the worker says, listen, I'll take the job, but I'll manas on the condition. She'oichel te'enim, I want to be able to eat the figs as I'm working. Zok the Mishnah oichel, he can continue to eat from these figs, only as a snack, chilis aroi, u'patris patra amaiser. What do you mean? If you're working and you're getting paid by the figs, isn't that a mekach? Isn't a mekach kovei l'maiser? No, this is not considered a mekach, because he has a right to eat it anyway. The Torah gave him the schos. He made it tonight, but it wasn't necessary for him to make it tonight. Even if he didn't say a word, he would have a right to eat from these te'enim. However, if the worker says, I'll take the job, but I'll manas on the condition, she'ochel ani u'bnei beisi, I and my family can eat. Or on the condition she'ochel b'ni b'schari, my son eats. That's going to be my wages. So here's the halacha. Who, the worker himself, o'ochel, he can eat from the figs, u'patris patra amaisa. He has a right to eat it min haTorah. Ubenoi, as far as his son is concerned, oichel, when he eats from the figs, v'chayiv, he's going to be chayiv emaiser. Because what the son eats, being that the Torah didn't entitle him to eat, so this is a sale. You made a deal. You work, and you get te'enim. Well, if it's a sale, the sale clicks it into shlav beis, where you cannot eat achilas aroi until you separate maisers. Now the Mefarshim say, even if he's going to say, you know what, I won't eat, my son will eat instead of me, it's still called a sale. Because when the Torah says you can eat, you don't have a right to give it away to someone else. You have a right to eat. Once someone else is eating, that's an arrangement you have with the person. Fine, you can do that. But that's called a sale. Then it's Mechuyev in Maestros. Zak the Mishnah Vayter. If the worker says, I'll take the job, I'm going to announce the condition, She'oichal b'shas ha'ketziah, I want to eat during my work, of spreading it to dry or cutting it, whatever katsiyah means. Uli achara katsiyah, but I want to be able to eat even after I finish my work. So here's the halacha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzia that if you're working with something connected to the ground, you have a right to eat b'shas gemar melacha. If you're working with something that is disconnected, you can only eat up until gemar melacha. Once it's finished, you can't eat anymore. So min haTorah, he has no right to eat after it's all spread out to dry. Therefore, Zakta Mishnah, B'shasa Ketziah, the figs that he eats as he's working, Oichel, he can eat upatri. He's patri amaiser, because the Torah says you can eat it then. But ula acharekzi, what he eats after the cutting. So no problem, eat gezinta hayit. Oichel, because you made a deal that you can eat it. But v'chayiv, you have to take off maisers. That's called a mekach. She'ena oichel min ha-Torah, because you have no right to eat once you finish working min ha-Torah. The Torah only said as you're working. So ze'aklal, this is the rule. Ha'oichel min ha-Torah, when he has a right to eat min ha-Torah, potter. He's potter ha-maiser. It's not called a sale. V'she'ena oichel min ha-Torah, if he's not eating min ha-Torah, but he's eating based on a tanai that he made with the balabas, fine, but chayiv your mechayiv take off maisers, because that's called a mekach, that's called a sale. So basically, we learned in our Mishnah that the Torah says you have to let your worker eat. There are halachas, what he can eat, when he can eat, how he can eat. But there are times when he works on the field, he can eat. So even if he makes a condition, I work for you, but you have to give me food. If it's something he would be allowed to eat anyway, that's not called a sale. Anything that he is not allowed to eat, and he's only eating it because he made a condition, that's why I'm working for you. For example, he says, not only am I eating, my family is eating, or my son is eating, or even after I finish working, I want to still be able to eat. In all these cases, what his family eats, what his son eats, what he eats after he finishes working, that's a sale. The man agreed, he'll give it. He needs his work. But that's a sale. A sale is kaveila maestras. Where he eats himself during the work, that's not a sale, even if he makes it tonight, because the Torah would have given it to him anyway, and therefore, he can eat achilas arai without having first to have to separate all the maestras.